They're done according to I believe it, and God writes it in me and makes it happen to me. Now I look at some list and I check off the things I've done and I haven't done. Because if I try to do it by my own effort, I'll fail. The only way I could possibly obtain this and succeed is that when God delivers these things to me, and God wants us, and the part of faith is to understand that God is doing these things. See, Abraham knew him and his wife couldn't have a child. But it was because God said so, and he believed it. Same thing, that's what it means. I can't be righteous. I can't fulfill the law. All right? I can't do any of those things. I can't do it. I could never live for God. Never. Never do it. But because God said I can, or he will do it, actually, because God said, not because he said, I must. I said, but I can't. Oh, you must. That's the law. You must do it. But I can't. Romans 7. But faith is, I can't do it. And God says, I know I can't do it. And then God says, you shall do it. And then I say, I believe. And then he does it in me. Okay. The law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them. I guess I want to make sure you got understood. See, there's quotes of the Bible in there from the Old Testament. He's going, the just shall live by faith. It's from Habakkuk. I got those along the way. I guess I want you to be aware of those things. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. It's all about promises with God. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet, if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto, not to Abraham. And his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham, by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not of one, but God is one. Is then the law against the promises of God? God forbid. Hold there before we go on, because it's kind of getting away from where we started. It's interesting. The Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might... So, the blessings of Abraham. I think that's pretty clear, self-explanatory. The whole point. Can we... Yeah, we can move on. I certainly hope that the instruction was sufficient. I speak after the manner of men, though I be but a man's covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth. Meaning... I'm trying to now see, as you understand, just want to speak to you like a man, after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, meaning, let's say men make covenants, right? Yet if it be confirmed, let's say you make a contract, right? And then you confirm it, you sign the contract. No man can void the contract or add to it, at least in theory, right? That's justice, you know what I mean? We had a contract, and people do void contracts, but now the contract's broken. You know, the whole point is that's against the rules, right? The rules are you don't disannul or add to it. The covenant stands as it is, right? That's why later on he says, is the law against the promises of God? Because they're added, you know. It seems like, are they at? No, but they're not. The point is they're not. They're added because of transgressions on the people. but they're not really part of the original covenant made to Abraham. See what I'm saying? And then that is not disannulled or added to, meaning, like he says in Romans and in other places, that even in the Old Testament, everything, the way they had to be justified was by faith. I even see that in David, the way, see, Saul's most biggest problems were he did not seek God by faith. If you look at David, even though Saul was so wicked to him, what did he say? I won't touch the Lord's anointed. Because he had such faith in that anointing of God. Even in the face of all Saul's contrary actions, he would not take it in his own hands to lift a finger against the anointed of God. And then Saul, it's like, you know, when God just said, hey, don't, you know, you will not keep those animals for yourselves. He's like, well, you know, the people and so on and so forth. I really covered that in Romans back, but I'm going to try to stop saying, oh, I covered it in Romans. Oh, I covered it in Romans. Unless I give you a specific example. But I don't know how able I'm going to be to do to not rely on that. But I hope as I just generally refer to these things that your minds will be transferred back to when I spoke about David and such. And once I forget about those things I spoke about, I suppose I'll say, remember when we covered it in Galatians. The promises were made to Abraham and his seed, and not to seeds as of many, but as one to Christ. Okay. And this I say, and this is really a narrow promise. It's like, it's the ultimate promise is, it was to the children of Abraham, you know, through Isaac, and Isaac shall thy seed be called, right? Meaning Christ is the ultimate seed through Isaac, but, and the children of Isaac received this covenant and the promise that the covenant was confirmed before of God and Christ. But everyone who received that old covenant, it had to be by faith, meaning they believed God. We will be a holy nation. And they still received the promises of God by faith. But see, those who seek to do it by law always are finding loopholes and technicalities, etc., etc., and trying to free themselves from the true requirements of God, which are obtained through faith. That they might do things by laws and by... Because I tell you, a lot of the salvation they preach is still by a law. It's like, here, look at it. We got these things written out here that you gotta... If you believe these things, well, then you're saved. This is still just legalism. It was confirmed before God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul. That it should make the promise of none effect. Meaning the promise that to his seed would be, you know, by the would be blessing all nations cannot be made void by this law that came in.